All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. Bill Lasky up next, and my first guest is a national baseball writer with the San Francisco Chronicle, also a biographer of the Willie Mays book number 24, a New York Times bestseller. If you haven't had a chance to pick that up, a fantastic read about Willie Mays. Let's bring in my good friend John Shea. Good morning, John. How are you doing in Arizona?
Yeah, all is well.
So far.
I mean, there is baseball, I will say that. There's a field and there are players, but a lot of differences than normal spring trainings that I'm used to.
Well, the first thing I want to throw to you is the Giants media has always had problems though since COVID hit, where there's no one-on-one conversation. It's all gone through Zoom, and the interviews have gone through there, and then you have to kind of write a report on that. How has that been going on?
Yeah, that's the beauty of baseball for 100-plus years, the intimacy and the access that was granted to baseball writers over the decades, and allowing them to tell stories that maybe you can't always get in football or even basketball because of the closeness and the relationships and the intimacy and the access. And that's kind of all on hold for now. So players and managers have been pretty good about it. Doing the best they can under the circumstances. And, yeah, we have group Zooms. We have individual Zooms. So the access is still there, but not quite as, you can't tell the anecdotes from the clubhouse, the camaraderie, the tenseness. You can hear a pin drop after a tough loss, all that stuff. But, we all adjust in this world, right?
That's right. And you can follow John on at John Shea Hay on Twitter. And a couple articles you've written recently. The first one was your recent one about Brandon Crawford. And, of course, we're looking at Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt, and Buster Posey on their last year's other contract. And all three of these guys are World Series champions. What are you looking for in 2021 out of these three players?
I am really anticipating what Buster Posey can do after the year off. I mean, a year ago in spring training, he was crushing the ball, and he was buying into – the new way of analytics and the bat approach and, what pitches to try to crush, what pitches to lay off, even though they might be strikes, they're not maybe hittable strikes. And like Crawford and Belt, he was buying into it, but he didn't have the chance to showcase what he learned because he, stepped back before the season started, the actual season, the two-month season. So I'm kind of excited to see what he can do. I mean, obviously, we saw in 2019 his defense wasn't missing at all. He had the arm, he had the framing, he had the presence of mind to relate with any kind of pitcher. So that was the beauty of it. Now, what he can do at this extended age and a year further removed from hip surgery is the big question. But it'd be cool to see Crawford and Belt. It's not really a farewell tour, and we're so far removed from the championship seasons. I'm not sure how emotional it's going to be. It's not going to be like some of the guys who bowed out, maybe like Kane or even Affeldt. I mean, there's tear-jerking moments in which, the fans really got into it. But, we're so far removed from the championship era that we'll see how it plays out.
Well, I tell you what, we go with the three veterans to all the nucleus of the young talent coming to spring training, from Marco Luciano to Helio Ramos, Hunter Bishop, Jelly. We could go on and on. Is this something you're excited to watch as spring training gets going today?
Yeah, you always look at, every team every year says, man, we got the best prospects we've ever had. But, maybe you start believing it in this case because Luciano is really the man. He's fun to watch. I saw him over at minor league camp a year ago, and boy, he's really developed physically since then. I mean, 19-year-old kid, really fluid up the middle of the diamond, and tells me that even though he's listed at 178, this was last March, he was more like 200. And he's gained since then, so he's become the man strength stuff. He says he's a better hitter than fielder. So I think, we're not going to wait 2 years for this guy. We might wait, next year, maybe opening day next year. Who knows? I think he's that good. And even though he missed last year because the minor leagues were canceled and he didn't have that competitive edge like you normally do, he still went through that alternate side in instructional league. So he got his reps in. And, now he's with the major league team in spring training. So, I mean, the sky's the limit with this kid. I like him a lot.
We're speaking to John Shea on Talking Baseball here on KMBR this morning. What should Giant fans look at as three top points of view as we move into spring training, John? What are three valid points that all Giant fans should be excited about?
That's a good one. Well, I guess the fact that last year's offense kind of finally figured out how to hit the ball at Oracle Park. Yep. They went from 3.3 runs a game to like 5.2 runs a game, something like that. And the home runs were up, and it's just much better approach at the plate. That's obviously one thing. The key here is the starting rotation. All five of these guys, and I'm not including Logan Webb, who's the kid here, coming off a rough season. Maybe he'd be better suited starting in AAA to get his mind and his stuff on track. But, you know, you have five veterans in the rotation, and all of them are going to be free agents next winter. So it's really a one-year deal with all of these guys. And that includes Cueto, who's on the last link of his contract. So, you know, that's going to be something, how far they could carry him. Because remember last year early on, the starters were not going deep at all. It was the bullpen that was carrying the load. And eventually, you know, they got into it. And, you know, who knows how much these pitchers could actually go because they didn't have the workload last year to build that stamina. So they're really coming off not very much, not very many reps. So we'll see how that. The third one, you know, whether the prospects are going to come up and shine. You know, we spoke about Luciano, but, you know, Joey Bart's going to start in AAA. And, you know, he kind of had a disappointing, you know, debut on both sides of the ball. So he's got a lot more development to go. He was slowed by injuries and the pandemic. But, you know, Elliot Ramos could show up. And he could show up in a big way, you know, by the end of the season. You know, he's a power center fielder who might settle into one of the corners. And Jelly is your maybe further along pitching prospect on the starting side. But they don't have the prospects among starting pitchers like they do among hitters. So that might be a rough thing to look at next year when they try to rebuild this rotation after all these guys might leave as free agents.
Hey, John, final thoughts. Spring training rules are changing now until March 14th. They're going to have seven-inning games, which is going to protect arms and protect players as they slowly get going through spring training. What are your final thoughts about these changes? Will it help or hurt baseball?
Well, I think I heard Bob Melvin say the other day that he'd rather go nine because he's got all these guys in camp. And obviously, you know, the league wants the players to get in, get out, and distance, and it's a matter of working. And it's some of these teams, like I think the Giants are going to face a team in the next few days that's going to want to play six inning. It's like, what? I mean, Bill, you remember the old B league, or the
sure.
B games at 10 a.m. at the minor league site, and the split games. I mean, you can play two or three in a day plus the B games. That you just don't see that so much. And I guess they just ease them in instead of allowing them to get, you know, full reps on day one. So, I don't know, maybe health and safety-wise, that's a better deal. But I just don't get the whole shortened games, especially if these – you know, there are – real quick, there are some seats available today because they some of them were returned from the club. Mm-hmm. So I heard there's about 40 or 50 seats available for today's game, and they're going to have 1,000. Mm. The top seats, lower-level box, are $94.
Wow.
You're paying $94 for a spring training game that's going to go seven innings.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, you better enjoy the nightlife. Oh, wait, there is no nightlife. It's Scottsdale, and Don and Charlie's is closed, and the Grotto is closed. And so I imagine mostly locals are going to show up. I guess some people are coming from the Bay Area. I saw some, but it's a different experience, Bill.
Well, John, you be safe. Keep your mask on, and I'm looking forward to talking to you as the 2021 season continues. And so be safe, John Shea.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
All right, that was John Shea. As we move on, Marty Lurie, Kerry Crowley, and I will be right back on Talking Baseball, 104.5, 680 AM on The Sports Leader.